Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
You're tuned into the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that helps you take control of your financial future, whether you're 5 to 10 years from retirement or just getting started. We've got the strategies, tools, and experience to help make the most of your nest egg. Retirement Planning Specialist David Pipes is a trusted voice in retirement planning, helping Americans navigate 401k rollovers, income planning, tax strategies, and everything in between. Now, let's dive into today's show and start paving the way to your smooth retirement. Alongside retirement specialist David Pipes, here's your host, Jim Terabocchia.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition, a brand new episode of the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that delivers expert insights, actionable advice, and real-world financial strategies to help you retire confidently and comfortably. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend. I'm your host, Jim Terabocchia, alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes. We'll talk to David in just a moment. Retirement momentum, staying focused on finances, a practical look at habits, discipline, and the small actions that can help build long-term financial confidence. The middle of the year could be a valuable reminder that financial progress doesn't require dramatic changes. Small decisions made consistently over time often have the greatest impact on long-term retirement outcomes. So coming up on today's show, we'll discuss how to automate your retirement, plus why most financial goals fail come the third quarter of the year, and the keys to building better money habits. That's all on the way. But first, before we get the show started, I want to encourage our listeners to go ahead and schedule that free 100% complimentary consultation with retirement planning specialist David Pipes today. It's a free offering just for listening to this show. Our listeners can meet with us to review their own financial situation for your family or for your business. And there's absolutely no obligation. Visit retirementplanningpipeline.com to get started. All right, David, welcome in. Let's kick off today's show, Why Most Financial Goals Fail by Summertime, a discussion why many financial goals lose momentum halfway through the year. We're approaching the halfway point of 2026, and back in January, I'm sure many Americans set goals to save more, reduce debt, and contribute more to their retirement accounts, or just improve their overall financial picture. And now it's June, and some of that momentum has started to fade. But the good news is there's still plenty of time. So again, David, let's talk about when you reach the midway point of the year and retirement planning, it rarely follows a straight path. Income changes, expenses shift, and priorities evolve throughout the year. So how do you as a retirement planning specialist advise people to help get their financial world back on track when we do reach the midway point of any year?
Awesome. Great. And great question, Jim. First of all, I'm excited to be here. Again, this is a awesome time. Thank everyone for listening. We can't appreciate enough. Obviously there's a lot of people with a lot of feedback, a lot of questions coming in. We absolutely love it. But today's topic, let's just like you said, Jim, I want to talk to the listeners more about what we need to do when we get into the 6 month period and say, hey, look, what can we control? Right. So that's the word we're going to talk about a lot in this episode is control. We're going to take control of our investments. And I know a lot of people say, well, I do have control, and I think that many people miss out on what control is. Okay. So if you're listening out there, I'm not calling you out. All right. And I'm not saying that you don't have full control of your money or your funds, but maybe not the control that you think. Okay. And what I mean by this is, first of all, the plan that builds around the center. Okay. And that center should be you. A lot of the times we don't know, right, whether we're having someone else, advise our money, or maybe we have a financial advisor or a broker. We don't know where our money is. Okay. We don't know why it's there. We don't know how it's controlled or how it's, let's just say, working for us in any plan that we have. Sometimes we don't even know the plan that we're actually in. Okay. And if that's you, and if you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, David, you just hit it on the head. Maybe you have your money with a broker, or you have your money with a company or an advisor, and you don't know what it's doing for you. That's the first problem. And that's where control comes in. You do not have control over your money because you don't even know what it's doing for you. Okay. That is the first topic that I want to talk about today, because I'm seeing it every single day. And the question that you should ask yourself is, look, do I know what this money is doing for me, okay? Does it have a specific goal, right? Whether I have a fund in this account or fund in this account, do all my accounts have goals for each other, and are they satisfying those goals? So again, if that's a question that you have in your mind where you're like, David, I don't know, okay? Maybe I don't know my goal, if it's even being achieved or if it's even going towards that route. Give me a call today. We can set up a free consultation and sit down and go over that goal with you and center it around you, not the company. Again, that number is 850-565-1705. Again, guys, that's 850-565-1705.
David, you mentioned something in there already, and we're going to talk about it a little bit later on in the show about automating your finances and making kind of everything work in a cycle and everything work together. I love that in not just your financial world, but anything really in life in general, making things just kind of all work together. One thing I do want to bring up, 71% of Americans say they have a plan to reach their financial goal. And I kind of find that hard to believe. 71% finds that they can reach their financial goal. I'm not sure I believe that because, again, a lot of people, when they get to a certain point in the year, as we are entering the summer, they tend to kind of tail off a little bit financially because there are those certain expenses that prop up and they come at you and you don't really know that they're going to come up at this time of year.
Yeah, well, I mean, and the first problem out there, Jim, and for all you listeners out there, I really, really want to key this in. When people think that they're having a plan, the 71% is crazy. Now, do I believe they think they have a plan? 100%. Do they have a real plan that's going to succeed? Probably not. The reason of that is because plans are going to change, all right? And anyone that says that I have a specific plan for the rest of my life and that plan is never going to maybe coincide or maybe differ or that's just completely wrong. For all you listeners out there, you know, I mean, tomorrow might life brings you something crazy, right? I mean, I've got clients that their parents pass away when it's unexpected. So then more money comes in, maybe funds change around, the plan for those investments change. And really they change maybe even every quarter or every year. Health changes. Healthcare is a big one right now. And for you listeners out there, if you're dealing with this, right, if you're in the private marketplace or maybe you're paying too much for healthcare, that's something that my assistant helps out a lot of my clients with. And to bring this up, it is, and I love what you said, Jim, because these listeners out here, they need to know, right? Mm-hmm. The full plan, the full cycle, everything bounds together, okay? Right. If you're not being able to plan this, right, because I tell all my clients, look, I love financial advising. I love the stock market. I love, you know, anything that has to do with funds and growing money in the financial world. But what people don't realize is in retirement, health plays just as much as a factor as the wealth does. Okay. And our motto here is healthy and wealthy. And we push that tremendously. Okay. So, you know, that's a great point, Jim. When we bring it up and we say, hey, we have the full cycle of what we do, right? For you listeners out there, you've got to be able to plan your assets and everything that you have in mid-year according to what your healthcare costs are, right? And this goes into taxes, right? People don't realize that your adjusted gross income is going to affect a lot of things coming into healthcare and on top of that, what you take out of your retirement accounts.
One thing I want to say too, I don't want to cut you off, but you mentioned taxes in there, and I'm guilty of this too. A lot of people tend to set financial goals or they tend to have a financial plan for that given year, and it's set January 1st. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Shoot. I forgot about those taxes. Uncle Sam's going to take some of my money. Darn it. I forgot again.
And that happens even in the second half of the year, because what happens is a lot of clients, and I'm sure a lot of people are listening right now going, David, you're absolutely right. They start to maybe take out too much money than they thought, right? And what they're not realizing is where you're taking the money out of, right, can affect everything. I mean, if your tax bracket jumps from 12 to 22%, you're paying an extra 10% in taxes. If you start taking money out, I have a client taking money out for her, his daughter's wedding. Okay. It's about $100,000. Yeah. It's an expensive wedding, but guess what? That's going to bump him up to the next tax bracket to the point where he's giving the IRS more money. Now he knows that. And we've talked about that. Right. But these are the things that you have to go over and you have to plan. And these plans change every year. So for there's 71% of people, Jim, that said, I've got a plan and I'm sticking to it. And that's the plan that I've had. It doesn't work like that. And that's why financial advising, and especially in my world, and for a lot of clients out there, and I hope you listeners, you know, you're getting a lot out of this, but the one thing that I will say is make sure that your advisor is planning for you and with you, okay? And the with word is really important, okay? The advisor needs to know their clients. They have to, okay? And I've actually, yesterday I had an appointment with a client, and they're probably actually listening to this show this morning, but we had to talk a big time about what their plans and goals were. Nothing with their previous advisor was about their goals. Everything was about what the company thought that their goals needed to be in the financial field. Our job as a financial advisor is not to tell you what you need to do with your money and how it needs to be invested. Our job is to figure out your goals first, then plan afterwards. I think the first part, and I say this all the time, Jim, is missed all the time when it comes to financial advising. And I hope that obviously, you know, I can make an impact out there for any retiree or any pre-retiree that's getting to that point where you want to retire. And I hope that impact is strong to show you that, you know, you do have the education, you do have the options, you do have the versatility, you know, you do deserve the education about where your money is, what it's doing for you, and how it's achieving those goals that you set, and how it can change to achieve each goal when they change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And by the way, we thank your clients there for listening to this show, and you're doing your homework there, promoting our weekend show here with your clients.
There you go. There
That's
you go.
The point, right? The Retirement Planning Pipeline every Sunday at 10 a.m. on WCOA. All right. Again, progress beats perfection. Successful savers rarely make perfect financial decisions. They tend to review goals, make adjustments, and keep moving forward. Consistent action often matters more than dramatic changes that are difficult to sustain. So again, if you have any questions, pick up the phone, give us a call at 850-565-1705. Again, that phone number, 850-565-1705. Or you can visit retirementplanningpipeline.com. Again, visit us on the web, retirementplanningpipeline.com, and schedule that free, no obligation consultation. Coming up later, implementing systems that can help remove emotion from important financial decisions. But up next, exploring how financial behaviors can compound over time and help strengthen retirement readiness. The Retirement Planning Pipeline. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Visit Retirement Planning Pipeline to schedule your free, no obligation, complimentary consultation today. The Retirement Planning Pipeline will return in just a moment.
Retirement should feel secure, not uncertain. If market swings have you feeling uneasy, you've probably heard about annuities. But what aren't they telling you? You deserve the full story. That's why we created a free guide that explains the good, the bad, and yes, even the fine print. Inside, you'll learn how annuities can create guaranteed lifetime income, what fees and surrender charges may apply, how the different types of annuities really work, and whether an annuity makes sense for you. It's clear, straightforward information so you can make a confident decision. Call AmeriLife now to get your free guide to annuities, the good, the bad, and the fine print. Call 866-554-9546. That's 866-554-9546.
Silex annuities contain withdrawal charges, interest, and bonus recovery, and market value adjustments that may apply to withdrawals made during the withdrawal charge period. Silex annuities are products of the insurance industry and not guaranteed by any bank nor insured by FDIC or NCUA, NCUSIF. Not a deposit, not insured by federal government agency. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Restrictions apply. May only be offered by a licensed agent. Welcome back to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes, here's your host, Jim Terabocchia.
Welcome back to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend right here on WCOA News Talk 104.9 with new episodes each and every Sunday at 10 a.m. And if you're listening on the podcast side, thank you so very much as well. Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And hey, be sure to like and subscribe and leave a review. One quick note, June is Annuity Awareness Month. And with that, we do want to tell you that while there are some annuities that may not fit your financial portfolio, there are some good annuities out there that could really help solidify your retirement portfolio in the future. So if you want to learn more about that, schedule that free, no obligation consultation right now at retirementplanningpipeline.com. Again, visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com or call 850-565-1705. 1-800-522-1705. All right, continuing on with the show, building better money habits, small actions can lead to big results. Many people think retirement success comes from picking the perfect investment or timing the market correctly. And in reality, some of the most important retirement outcomes are driven by everyday financial habits, the habits that may seem small in the moment, but over time, they can create very significant results. So, David, according to a Fidelity study, 45% of Americans say rising everyday prices are their top financial concern in 2026. And again, that study of over 3,000 people who participated. So while somewhat of a small sample size, it paints a decent picture where Americans' heads might be when it comes to their money. And, you know, David, consistency creates momentum. We've talked about that before on previous episodes about being very consistent with your financial plan. It doesn't have to be complicated to be effective. Building momentum often starts with doing the right things repeatedly.
Yeah, 100%. I think, first of all, for anybody out there listening, consistency doesn't always just mean staying with the same plan.
Right.
I think people don't realize that. Everyone wants to get told to be consistent, but sometimes consistency on the wrong parts is what hurts you. Sticking your head in the sand is literally being consistent. It's being consistent on not doing anything. Okay.
That's right.
And it's, I mean, really, Jim, I mean, you know, and for a lot of listeners out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, this is okay. Well, the money's there. It's been doing okay. You know, it's made some. I like my guy. He's not, you know, he's been with me for 10, 20 years. He's known me forever, you know, but the consistency of the plan changing has never been a thing, right? And that's really sticking your head in the sand. Understanding your options, understanding what you have, the plan that needs to be changed because your life changes. Life is going to throw everyone curves. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're, you know, the biggest millionaire in each city, okay? You're going to have lawsuits. You're going to have company problems. You're going to have family issues, family matters, right? Everything's going to change in your life. So your finances should change too. Being consistent on changing your financial plan or financial investments is super, super important. And for all of you out there that say, oh, well, you know, I've had the same plan or the same, you know, the same guy or maybe the same model on my investments for the last 10 years. You're just wrong. I mean, that's just not how things work, right? Investments change. The economy change. I mean, look what's happening, right? Oil goes up, oil goes down. Right now, I mean, you've got, you know, with the Iran war and everything else going on and the economical state, there's volatility everywhere, right? So if everything else is changing fast and you're really just not getting the point, right? You're supposed to be changing with what else is changing, right? If there's a sector that might be, you know, super, super prominent in the next year or two with profitability, you change to that sector. You don't just say, oh, I'm fine. I did the same thing for 5 years and I've got this ETF and these stocks and I'm going to keep them in there. That's just not how life works, right? Companies have downfalls and up and uptrends different years in their entire lives of the corporation actually being there. You have to know when you have to be educated on these things. Also, consistently be educated, Jim. And that's one thing I think I'm trying to push out to everyone this episode in general is be consistent for yourself. Be consistent on your own education, right? Have an advisor that consistently educates you on what really the plan of surrounding around your goals, okay? And what we need to change. If you're meeting your advisor every quarter or every, you know, half a year and they're not telling you what to change and what they're changing, I'm sorry, guys. They're doing it all wrong. These things have to be changed, right? You have to be active, especially in the advising world when you're in retirement. You know, you need to have that ongoing active awareness of what's going on in the market, what's going on in the economy, and how to best give your client, right, the best accumulation or best upside potential, maybe even have some probability involved, which that's where the math's involved. And I talk to everyone about this because everyone wants to say, well, everyone else, okay, look, don't be the 99% of the world, okay? There's a reason why the 1% are the 1%. There's a reason why There's only so many millionaires in this world because they're not doing what you're doing. Stop doing what all the 99% of people are doing, and maybe you'll get to somewhere different. Okay. But if you want to be the same old person that does the same old thing, then be my guest. Right. But that's not what I do here. I'm here to be unique. I'm here to change the system. I'm here to help clients grow on their own format and get really what they need out of what their portfolio is and accumulate, or maybe even give some extra income or whatever it is that they need, maximize those terms. Okay. And if you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, David, this is my problem. Okay. Give me a call. It's a free consultation. And we sit down, we go over this. Be different. You know, being unique is a good thing. Okay. Right. That's what, you know, we have our first trillionaire, guys. This is insane. We have first trillionaire in the entire world. Do you think he's normal? I mean, you guys will all tell me no, obviously, right? Do you think he ever wanted to be normal or wanted to follow what everyone else thought about him? How many people have told him that whatever he's doing is not going to work? A lot.
I don't even think it crossed his mind, Elon Musk, we're talking
about. There you go. Elon Musk. That's huge, Jim. Yeah. That's huge because that's how you should think about your investments. Do you want to be like everyone else? Do you want them to tell you how your investment should be? And that answer should be no. So again, give me a call. It's a quick consultation. And I can see what I can do for you, if I can even help, and how I can help. No matter what amount of money you have, don't worry about a limit. Just give me a call and we'll sit down and go over it together. 850-565-1705. Again, that number, guys, is 850-565-1705.
And if we have any listener questions, or people listening may have questions that they want to submit to us, you can visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com as well. Good financial habits compounding over time. Let's talk about that, David, for a moment. You mentioned something there just a couple of moments ago about healthcare. And, you know, you could talk about saving. We could talk about our financial plan, our retirement plan being as solid as one could be.
Yeah.
But one issue that people oftentimes, unfortunately, don't take into account is those healthcare costs, and whether it's a bad accident, whether it's an injury, or whether it's just estate planning, something along the lines of estate planning. I think good financial habits compounding over time make those costs a little bit easier for you, and they lighten the load and certainly lower your stress level.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's a great point, but I really want to point back for all you listeners out there. It's really not about what's going to happen. Okay. The odds are that something happens in your lifetime health-wise is super high. We all know that, right? Everyone goes to the hospital once or twice. Everyone, you know, goes to the ER, urgent care, whatever it is, breaks a limb, whatever it is. What you really need to be worried about is how much you're paying for it. Okay.
Right.
Health insurance companies across the industry are soaking up income from every single freaking person, every person in the United States. Don't let that be you, right? Beat the system. And I think a lot of the times too is people don't realize how much the financial world, which is a financial advisor, I always have my secretary with me really to be able to show you, hey, look, I want her there so that all my clients understand that they have a healthcare taken advantage of too, because the amount of people that are overpaying for healthcare is ridiculous. Oh, and yeah, they're overpaying because of the lack of education. And if you're out there saying, David, I have questions. I have questions about how I can make my healthcare cheaper and I can have the same healthcare, or maybe, you know, how I can bring my healthcare cost premiums down. We're here for it. Okay. And we want to help you out with that, because that is a part of all the advising. All right. In the holistic approach that we come across, health insurance is just as important as financial. Okay. If you don't have health insurance, or if you do it the wrong way, or if you're overpaying for it, that is expenses coming out of your pocket that you don't have credit for. You mean you don't know it's even there. Right. So I think that obviously that's a big topic, but if you have questions about this and in how they relate to income, right? Adjusted gross income. Okay. You know, what subsidies they give you, how many people are in a household, what products are out there, or what health companies are out there in your zip code. We can help with that too. And that co-aligns with your financials. So come with both questions. I want you to come with any questions possible. If I don't know a question, I've got a full team of health advisors, a full team of life insurance advisors that I can utilize, and all the companies out there that you guys need, we can look at the databases and we can see what we can save you money and save you time and efficiency and take that stress off your shoulders. So again, guys, if you have any questions about either healthcare, you know, life insurance, or just strictly financial, we're a holistic program, okay? We're a full agency to help. I'm an independent advisor for my client first. Whatever my client's needs are, we assess those goals. So again, that number is 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
Yeah, building better financial habits today may help create greater confidence tomorrow. I don't think it may help, but actually I think it will help create greater confidence tomorrow. But anyway, if you'd like help creating a retirement strategy that fits your goals, visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com, or as David mentioned, the phone number, give us a call at 850-565-1705. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline,
helping you take control of your financial future. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline.
For generations, retirement was seen as the finish line. But for a growing number of Americans, retirement isn't ending careers anymore. It's simply becoming an intermission. I'm Jim Tarabocchia for the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. According to the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College, approximately 39% of working-age U.S. households are at risk of facing a lower standard of living in retirement, causing a cascade of unretirees, people returning to the workforce after months or even years away. For many older Americans, the motivation is financial. Inflation continues pressuring household budgets, with recent studies showing nearly 70% of retirees who return to work concluding money is the primary reason. CBS News' Mark Strussman breaks down some current-day key financial retirement figures.
The national average for one person to live comfortably in retirement, roughly $967,000 in savings. Every retirement scenario is different, but that's $74,000 a year for the average American worker to live out his retirement.
But finances only tell part of the story. Many retirees discover they miss the structure, purpose, and social connection that work provided. After decades of solving problems, mentoring coworkers, and staying mentally engaged, full-time leisure can feel surprisingly isolating. And unlike previous generations, today's retirees are healthier and more active well into their 70s and beyond. In other words, the career arc is evolving, with some embracing phased retirement, shifting into part-time schedules or consulting roles with former employers. Others are launching entirely new businesses, turning decades of experience into second careers. And remote work has opened doors that barely existed 10 years ago, allowing retirees to work flexible hours from virtually anywhere. But if you're someone who still believes in the traditional retirement setup, CBS News' Jill Schlesinger says there are rules to abide by.
Everyone needs a plan. First, figure out when it's best to claim Social Security. Next, fund an emergency reserve. Still working? Set aside 6 to 12 months worth of living expenses and keep that reserve in a safe, easily accessible interest-bearing account.
The traditional thinking of retirement, stopping work completely at 65, may be beginning to fade. For some Americans, retirement is no longer about stepping away forever. It's about having the freedom to decide what comes next. For the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Jim Tarabocchia.
Planning for retirement doesn't have to be overwhelming. Get expert insights, tools, and personalized strategies to secure your future. Visit retirementplanningpipeline.com today. Your retirement, your plan, your peace of mind.
This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. If you missed any part of today's program or want to catch up or even listen to previous episodes, go ahead and subscribe and listen to the show in podcast form on Apple, Spotify, or whichever platform you enjoy your podcasts. All right, stay with us, because coming up, removing emotion from important financial decisions. But right now, as we do each and every week, it's time to unveil this week's financial wisdom quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And our financial wisdom quote of the week comes to us from American writer James Clear, who famously wrote the book Atomic Habits. James says, quote, "Success is the product of daily habits, not once-in-a-lifetime transformations."
Our thanks to James Clear for providing us with this week's financial wisdom quote of the week. And if you like the content we're providing, be sure to look at our beautiful faces on the YouTube page. Subscribe to the YouTube page, youtube.com, and search Retirement Planning Pipeline for weekly video highlights and special content. All right, continuing on with the show, how financial professionals help keep you accountable. The value of a long-term financial partner. Most retirement plans look great on paper, but the challenge is sticking with them, you know, when life gets busy, markets become volatile, wars happen, priorities change. One reason many people choose to work with a financial professional is accountability, having a trusted partner that can help keep long-term goals from getting pushed aside by those short-term distractions. And of course, in today's world, there's a lot of those short-term distractions. So David, 3 points here. Number one, accountability, especially as retirement gets closer. Part of the accountability, helping the client take emotion out of financial planning. That's very important. Now, number two, getting an outside perspective. And then number three, understanding that the retirement planning, that process, it's always an ongoing process.
Yeah, like we just talked about, Jim. And for all you listeners out there, I want you to hear number three first. Okay. And I want to drill this in everyone's mind because it's just the most important thing possible. If you are not treating retirement or pre-retirement as an ongoing process, then you're missing the boat. Okay. And a lot of the times this is not your fault. And I tremendously, you know, aware of the corporations and the training that is being done with a lot of advisors out there. And it's just a bias. You know, it's a bias thing. It's just not for the client. And it's sad that that has to be the way that the world is. But that's where my job comes in. And that's where, you know, it makes me unique in the spectrum of having that ongoing process and not just leaving your head in the sand and not just having your funds stay in one place or maybe having in multiple ETFs or you know, the 401ks are an exact replication of that is just having all your funds in one specific fund and leaving it there. Okay. That's got to change, folks. So, I mean, 401ks, IRAs, if you've just got your funds sitting in there and you're just watching it, you're doing it wrong, right? The advisory aspect is for us to be able to have an ongoing process to help you as the client achieve your goals. Okay. And if that stress is still there and you're still thinking to yourself, well, how do I, you know, okay, how much money do I spend? I have to come to my advisor and ask how much I'm spending each year or how much I could take out, or that's not it, folks. That's just not it. Okay. And if this is something that you've been worrying about how much money I can spend, or am I saving enough money, or do I have enough money? That's where you come in and sit down. So again, I'm going to give you my number. It's a free consultation, folks. Whether you have a 401k, IRA, maybe some saved CD funds, whatever you have, I'm here to help. Again, that number is 850-565-1705. Now, secondly, I want to talk about this, the first one, accountability. Okay. Accountability has to be created by you and the advisor. It can't just be the advisor. And I tell all my clients this, because if you're not holding yourself accountable and being educated, that's on you, right? If you give me all your money and you say, hey, you know, do whatever you want to do with it, that's totally fine. But don't expect me not to try to educate you, okay, on where your money is and what it's doing for you, all right, and why it's there. And I think this is a big problem, which is why I know, Jim, we brought it up, and a lot of clients and a lot of prospects out there, a lot of pre-retirees are thinking to themselves, well, you know, I just don't have that education. I never have. All right.
Right.
I'm not saying go read books. I'm not saying, you know, go on Google and research all. I'm saying have an advisor, right, that at least gives you the inputs and the education on where your money is and how it's achieving your goals. It's just that simple. Nowadays, none of that happens, right? They tell you, I'm going to put it in these things. Don't worry about it. These are going to produce this amount of assets or whatever. And it's just sitting there. And that's where it gets tricky, because no one has the education to say, oh, well, it doesn't work like that, right? Go to someone who is going to educate you and show you where your money is in retirement and how it's going to most benefit you and how every single ongoing process is going to change and why it is changing, okay? Don't let someone say, well, just stick it out. Just stick it out. We don't, you know, we're just going to hold this. It's going to always be this. And we can take out this much money. That plan is never going to work. Okay. You have to be able to change that plan every quarter, every year, every semi-annually. However, how many times something happens in your life that changes your financial spectrum. Okay. This has to happen. This is what I love doing. I love the communication skills, knowing the clients. And that's the unique part about this business, is to be able to really get on a client's level, create a relationship, and understand what they need, and then assess that those necessities. And that is super, super important. So again, the number is 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850, folks, 565-1705. And again, it's a completely free consultation. Okay. You come in, you meet me, you sit down, or we can talk on the phone. It's totally up to you. I'm right downtown Pensacola. Okay. I'm local to everyone in the area. I'm right down here in the big Synovus Bank building. You can come say hi. We can talk. But the main thing is just educating yourself, understanding your options, you know, and lastly, what I really want to go over too, I know we're getting to the next segment here soon, but understanding that you have to have an outside perspective.
Right.
Okay. And I think that's where a lot of people tend to just believe in one outside perspective and say, okay, well, this guy has his finance degree. He's going to say this, right? And I'm going to go with this because he said it. That's not what having outside perspectives mean. What it means is having outside perspectives on what your goals are. Sometimes you don't realize that you have goals that you haven't really planned for. Okay. And that's where the outside perspective comes in, right? So having those questions pop up, I always say, you know, multiple minds are better than one, which is always going to be true, right? I ask a lot of my colleagues multiple things a day, right? Not because I think that I don't know the answer, but because I want to hear what their input is, because that might change what I think about something. All right. That might change my perspective on something. And that's super important in the financial industry, because nothing is straight even, right? Nothing is going to be the same in the financial industry, not one day. The market will never, all the stocks will never do the same thing every day. It's just not going to happen, right? It never has happened and never will, right? It's a complete, you know, what I like to call puzzle, right? And that puzzle could be figured out multiple ways. But when you're figuring out multiple ways, which way is the quickest? Right. And that's where I think a lot of people need to understand is, if you have five people working on a puzzle, right, it's going to get done a lot faster than one person.
Yeah.
Right. Now, hear me out. That's a big way to think about it. Okay. If you have multiple minds, okay, on one puzzle, which you are the puzzle, all right, it's going to be quicker to figure out what you need and your necessities than just giving it to one person or one broker. All right. Have the plan. Have the financial plan created by a holistic approach, not just the market, not just healthcare, not have it everywhere. Okay. And that's where I really, really think that, you know, why I'm unique and why we do so well here and why we're so successful is because we fit the client's plans and goals according to what their puzzle pieces are, right? It has nothing to do with us putting you in a puzzle that's not you, right? The pieces won't fit. It has to be you first, and then we assess the goals.
Yeah, I'm thinking, so that's your system and your process. I know sometimes I hate that word process because I think it invites complacency, but in this context, it does fit. That is your system. That's your process. It's taking more of a holistic approach just in general to figure out the client's needs rather than taking just the generic approach that everybody else does.
Right. And I mean, well, again, you go back to a gym and everyone, you can always say out there, you know, it's, if you want to be like everyone else, then be my guest.
Right.
But I don't want to be like everyone else. I don't want my portfolio to do the same thing that everyone else does in retirement. And if you do, you're going to be worried about inflation every day. You'll be worrying how much money you have. You don't want to be like everyone else. Right. You want to be different. And you need to find that financial advisor that can do that for you, that can put you above the rest, right? That could put you in a place to where it's really satisfying your goals and needs instead of the entire demographic that you think that you're a part of, right? So, you know, oh, well, they're 65 or they're 64, maybe they're 50. Okay, they've got this much amount of assets, and this is how long you can live. That's just sad. I mean, it's just sad to think about that. Like, you know, you're not even going into health problems. You're not going into how many kids they have, what their expenses are, you know, how much their mortgages are, how much they travel. You're not going into any of that.
Yeah, no, you're not. I mentioned there the mortgages. You're not going into the real estate portfolios. That's a big part of retirement as well.
And you're not going into anything. And that's what a lot of these companies are doing. Why, Jim? Because it's easy. It's easy for all. I mean, all you listeners know, it's pretty dang easy for you to just go to a financial advisor and then just take your money and say, okay, we're going to do this. It's just easy. And they just put it there and they call you once a year or once a quarter and say, whoop-de-doo. The hard part is really planning, is changing the plan, right? And according to goals, according to the economy, according to the client, because it takes more time. It takes more time to get to know your client, right, and create that relationship than it does just to put your money away. Okay. And that's where you have to be educated and you have to really pull that towards yourself and understand what's best needed for you, not the company. Okay. Mm-hmm. So again, that number is 850-565-1705. You can call me today, call me anytime during the week. We'll set a separate appointment and we'll make it pretty dang easy. Okay. And it's again, it's a free consultation. So, I mean, you can't really get mad at that.
Yeah, I think people would appreciate the easy part of it as well. So wrapping up this segment, if there's anything that we've shared on this week's show that makes sense to you and you could use some help with a free no obligation retirement consultation, don't hesitate to give us a call. We do this show to bring important information to people like you, and we love meeting our listeners. So again, the phone number 850-565-1705 or visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com. All right, coming up next, automating retirement success. You're listening to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. We'll be right back.
Your retirement questions deserve real answers. Call 850-565-1705 to schedule your free, no obligation consultation today. Missed part of today's show? The Retirement Planning Pipeline is available wherever you get your podcasts and at retirementplanningpipeline.com.
Welcome back inside the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that delivers expert insights, actionable advice, and real-world financial strategies to help you retire confidently and comfortably. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend. On the radio side, of course, News Talk 104.9. Or on the podcast side on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. And if you're listening on the podcast side, be sure to like and subscribe and leave a review. Hey, June is Annuity Awareness Month, and that means that we want to make you aware of the type of annuities that may be out there that may actually help your financial and your retirement portfolio. There are some good annuities, and then there are some not so good annuities. And we're here to help you decipher through all of it. So again, give us a call today at 850-565-1705. That phone number, 850-565-1705. Or visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com and schedule that free, no obligation consultation. All right, final segment of today's show, automating retirement success, making good financial decisions easier. One of the biggest challenges in retirement planning is consistency. Most people understand the importance of savings, but you know, between work, family obligations, unexpected expenses, and the demands of everyday life, retirement planning can easily get pushed to tomorrow. That's why many financial professionals say one of the most powerful strategies isn't necessarily picking the perfect investment. It's automating good financial habits. So, David, when we talk about automation, we're not talking about AI, right? What we're really talking about is making retirement success easier.
Yeah, it goes back to what I said earlier. Every single person wants to stick their head in the sand. And it's like the procrastination of it at any age is just you're not doing yourself a favor. Okay. So I think that first of all, I know sometimes it's hard to talk about investments and it's hard to talk about saving and it's hard to talk about anything. Maybe it can be kind of, you know, nerve-wracking. I mean, I know a lot of people are like, I don't want to deal with this till after vacation. I mean, I heard it last night and I'm like, what is going on? Like, and I think a lot of the times the way that it is in this world, it's scaring people, right? And I think that the scare tactics, that's not what it's supposed to be. What it's supposed to be is it's supposed to be a kind of a comfort mechanism. And if you have it planned the right way and you do it the right way, it's going to feel good. You're going to feel free. You're going to feel freedom. You're going to feel, you know, you're going to feel less stressed. And I feel like nowadays everyone thinks that talking financial and talking about money, it just kind of chaotic and makes your head kind of blow up. And, you know, it's too much stress and it's just, you know, that's not what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to kind of calm you down. You know, when you have things planned and you have things and you're going over the plan, right? And these plans are adjusted to where your life is, things get easier. You start to feel a little bit better the next day, okay? It shouldn't be the other way around, okay? And I think a lot of the times, for all you listeners out there, I feel like it's the corporations and maybe some of the social media that's making it feel like that. That's not how you're supposed to feel, okay? Don't ever feel weird about asking questions about financials. I get that a lot. I get people who are kind of afraid to ask about maybe a stock or ask about a portfolio that they have or ask to just bring it up in general because they're not good with it. All right. Or they don't have enough education on it. That's the point of changing the plan. Don't stick your head in the sand. Okay. I know it's kind of weird to say, but not many people, even a lot of financial advisors, don't know what the heck they're doing. Okay. They just make models with the corporations above them. Mm-hmm. And I know sometimes it can sound pretty wild. And the corporations that, if any corporations are listening to me, they're going to go, man, he's actually right. They've gotten to the point now where they're literally making models for the financial advisors, and the financial advisor doesn't do anything, you know? So, I mean, it's getting to the point where I think that people always think, oh, the AI is going to catch up. AI can do the same thing that all the crappy financial advisors do now. Okay. Mm-hmm. But they can't do the one most important thing, and that's getting to know a client, the relationship level, the understanding, and the feeling of freedom, the safety. All of that comes from person to person interaction. It doesn't come from an AI model or a model. Okay. I think a lot of the times, too, it brings that scarcity. It brings the uneasiness to people because they don't know where they're at. They don't know what their plan is, and they think that they do, or the advisor told them what the plan is, but they still don't understand the plan.
Right.
And that's where the uneasiness comes from. And I know it's not out there. Yeah.
And it defeats the purpose of going to a financial advisor if you don't understand the plan after visiting that financial advisor.
It's all out there, Jim. And for all you listeners out there, I'm here to tell you that I can make it easy. Okay. I can make it less stressful. I want you to come to me about those things. I want you to have questions. Don't feel stupid. Don't feel, you know, ignorant. Don't feel any of that. Okay. That's the entire point of you having me, is to be able to educate you and teach you on the things that maybe that you have questions about, but you're never going to get to know those answers if you don't stand up and ask, right? The feeling that you have after you know, and I go through this every single time with clients, the meetings that I have, my first and second meetings are so much different than my fourth, fifth, sixth meetings, because the clients are so much happier and free, and they're able to talk more, and they're able to open up and ask questions. And it's the comfortability that you have to have when you're with an advisor. You have to be comfortable with getting to ask the questions that you want to know. It's your right, and you should know those things. And I think the lack of education, not the book side, not the equations and the price per earning ratios and the revenue stream and all that, not all the crazy stuff. I'm talking about the basics, okay? The basics of what a client should know, right? Taxable events, what's happening when you pull out of what, you know, what portfolio, what account, what qualification status is it? Those things matter, okay? And the moment that a client starts to be educated and start to realize some of those things, not only does it make you feel safer, but it makes you feel a little bit more educated and smarter on what you're doing with your life. Right. It makes you feel like a little more confident in your plan. And not only that, it gives you the freedom from then on out to start asking more questions. You start to feel comfortable with trying to figure out where your plan is and why you should change it, instead of going back and sticking your head in the sand and saying, oh, my 401k is over there, or my IRA, or my advisor has my money. I'll deal with that later. Or, oh, it's just over there. I don't need to touch it right now. It's in there. Or, you know, it's invested in something. I have no idea what's in there. That is my worst pet peeve. That is my biggest pet peeve. And if you are out there and you're listening to me, and if you have any investment and you don't know why you're in that investment, that is the biggest problem in the United States right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. I hear it every single day. Well, it's in something that my advisor has it in something, but I really don't even know what it is or what it does. Mm-hmm. Come on. I mean, come on, really? It's your money. I mean, that's like throwing your money anywhere else and not knowing where the money is.
Well, that shows the lack of caring, though, from the advisor that they wouldn't actually teach the client this is where your money is.
But, Jim, it's sad because it's pretty much all of them. And for all the listeners out there listening right now, Jim, and we're talking to them, it's happening every single day. And I'm sure a lot of people that are listening to this are saying, that's me. That is me. And it's sad, but you can fix it, right? You know, do it for yourself. Don't let a corporation or anyone else take advantage of, you know, your freedom and in your stress-free retirement that you've worked your butts off your entire life for, or the planning side of it. Don't stick your head in the sand. Make yourself happier. Make yourself stress-free. Make yourself want to be more confident in where you are in your working field. Maybe you can retire earlier. I mean, I have a lot of clients that happens to. Maybe more income comes earlier, right? Maybe you're in a better place than you think you are. Maybe. But sadly, the corporations and the advisors don't want to tell you that because they don't want you to take out money sooner. Think about it, guys. When would a corporation ever want you to take out money? What is that going to do for them? All right. And I'm probably, you know, the corporations are probably watching this right now and saying, cut that off, right? But think about it. You're taking income from the corporations. When you take out money out of any managed account, those managed accounts are either in ETFs that have expense ratio fees, or mutual funds that have expense ratio fees, or they're out of what? They're out of management fees. Okay, so they're losing their income. Your money they take to invest. The more money that the retirees take out, the less money they make. Do you think they're really for that? I mean, I think you guys can answer this question for yourselves. Okay. Start thinking about you. Don't think about everybody else. Don't have anyone else make your decisions and make your goals for you. Okay. It comes from you. Then the plan comes after that. Again, if this is something that you've been thinking about, or this intrigues you, okay, because obviously I know a lot of people on here. I'm going to give you a lot of calls. It's going to happen. Okay. And I bring this out, and I know really no one really does it. No one talks about the seriousness of what's going on. But I think it's super important. And I think all of you should know. I mean, why not, right? I think that me being a financial advisor and saying this and being transparent is enough for all of you to understand that there's a lot of other things out there that you don't even recognize that are real in this world of finance, okay? Sadly, no one really thinks about your name. They think about your account number and your value in the account. Okay, they don't care about your necessities or goals or who passed away when. Okay, they think about how much money's in your account. Don't let that be the case. Okay, so again, have a free consultation. Give me a call today or this week at 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
Yeah, and a reminder, here's what happens when we sit down together to review your retirement picture and why so many people find this process so valuable. We start with you. We take the time to truly understand your goals, your concerns, and the kind of retirement lifestyle that you're working towards, whether that means travel, time with family, giving back, or just simply having peace of mind. We build a clear, personalized strategy. You'll walk away with straightforward, easy-to-understand recommendations designed to help you move forward with confidence. No jargon, no confusion, and most importantly, we help you take action. A great plan only works if it's implemented. We're here to guide you every step of the way. A retirement plan isn't just about growing assets. It's about creating income that you can support your lifestyle for as long as you may need it. Understanding that every retirement plan is different, give us a call today at 850-565-1705, or you can visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com. Get started today and schedule that free, no obligation consultation. If you missed any part of today's show, don't forget to subscribe to the program in podcast form on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to the show on YouTube. Search Retirement Planning Pipeline for clips on YouTube and special content as well. And as always, thanks for listening. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that helps you take control of your financial future. Whether you're 5 to 10 years from retirement or just getting started, retirement planning specialist David Pipes has the strategies, tools, and experience to help you make the most of your nest egg. Take control of your financial future and get started today by visiting retirementplanningpipeline.com. And if you missed any part of today's show or want to catch up on past episodes, be sure to subscribe to the Retirement Planning Pipeline wherever you get your podcasts. Not affiliated with the United States government, AmeriLife agents do not offer tax, legal, or investment advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information. Charles David Pipes and Stephen Zarek are individually licensed and appointed agents. Learn more at retirementplanningpipeline.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and AmeriLife are separate companies but are affiliated through common ownership. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV-2A, Item 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Brookstone. Indexed or fixed annuities are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to caps, restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract.
Do you want a steady stream of income for retirement? Then it's time to consider annuities. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Gone are the days when most employers offered pensions with guaranteed lifetime payouts to their workers. But what if I told you that you can build your own personal pension? It's possible with an annuity. An annuity is a financial product that provides a series of regular payments to an individual over a specified period of time, often for the rest of their life.
There are several options for you to consider when choosing an annuity. Be confident in knowing that there is an annuity out there that can meet all of your needs.
Ford Stokes is founder and president of Active Wealth Management and author of the book Annuity 360. There are several different types of annuities, including fixed, variable, and fixed indexed.
A fixed annuity offers a specific guaranteed interest rate on their contributions to the account. A fixed index annuity is an accumulation-based product offered by an insurance company. The growth of your fixed index annuity is dependent on the performance of a chosen stock market index, but your money is not actually invested in this index. This offers you great growth potential and exceptional protection for your investment.
While each can provide tax-deferred growth and a lifetime income stream, variable annuities put your principal at risk in the market.
If you are currently investing in a variable annuity, your funds could be in serious trouble if the market experiences any downturns.
With so many possible choices to consider, it's essential you speak to a financial advisor or professional to help you make the best decision for your future. So, are you ready to consider an annuity as part of your retirement plan? It's a key question to consider as you approach what should be your golden years. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure. Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer. Any bonuses mentioned may be subject to additional restrictions and regulations based on the offering annuity company. You may not receive the bonuses if the contract is fully surrendered or if traditional annuitization payments are taken. And if the policy is partially surrendered, it could result in a partial loss of bonuses. Because these are bonus annuities, they may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that don't offer a bonus feature.